From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Police in California are providing new details into the Christmas Eve slayings in the town of Covina that left 9 people dead and a number of others severely injured. Los Angeles Police Chief Kim Rainey says 45-year-old Bruce Pardo, who entered a home and opened fire, apparently had cash on him and intended to flee the country. Rainey says police have also learned that Pardo, who was wearing a Santa Claus suit when he launched the attack, was severely burned when he set off a homemade incendiary device inside the home.
All indications are that he intended to commit this crime and then flee the country. What it appears is that he didn't anticipate injuring himself to the point where, obviously, he took his own life.
Authorities are still trying to piece together all the details that led up to the shootings, which occurred on Christmas Eve at the home of Pardo's former in-laws. Pardo killed himself after the shootings. A 9th body was recovered from inside the burned-out home today, with authorities still trying to ID the victims. Public utility officials in Tennessee are now doubling their estimate of how much coal ash spilled out of a holding pond covering neighborhoods and a river. A spokesman for the Tennessee Valley Authority estimated today as much as 5.4 million cubic yards of ash from a restraining pond at the Kingston Fossil Plant broke free, enough to flood upwards of 3,000 acres a foot deep. John Moulton says a major cleanup is underway there.
We are cleaning the ash from the neighborhood. We are controlling the ash on the water.
About a dozen homes were affected directly, some swamped with mud and knocked off their foundations. However, some residents say the utility is not doing enough to address their fears about drinking the ash-laden sludge, whether it's endangering safe drinking water. The plant is some 40 miles west of Knoxville. Sluggish pre-Christmas sales have spurred retailers to offer huge discounts today in an effort to lure shoppers back into stores. NPR's Pam Fessler has more.
It almost seems like a repeat of the Friday after Thanksgiving, with early store openings and deep price cuts on everything from appliances to clothing. JCPenney's opened its doors at 5:30 a.m. and even made wake-up calls to those who requested them online. Retailers hope business will benefit from customers who show up to redeem gift cards and to exchange unwanted items and then linger to spend more. Pre-Christmas retail sales were down sharply from last year, according to preliminary estimates. Spending Pulse, a division of MasterCard Advisors, reported a drop of from 5.5% to 8%. If auto and gas sales are excluded, the decline is about half that amount. Stores were hit hard not only by the recession, but by bad weather in many parts of the country. Pam Fessler, NPR News.
Shares of automaker General Motors rebounded today amid word the company's finance arm, GMAC, has won approval to become a bank holding company. Moved by the Fed clears the way for GMAC to access government lending programs under the administration's $700 billion financial aid package. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 47 points. This is NPR. U.S. coalition members said today forces killed at least 11 Taliban militants, including a member of a bomb-making cell, during an operation in southern Afghanistan. Officials say the raid in Afghanistan's Kandahar province was targeted at those responsible for roadside bombings that have killed NATO soldiers. The militants reportedly had barricaded themselves inside a home during the raid and opened fire on coalition troops, who then responded with guns and grenades. Inside the building, coalition forces said they found dozens of landmines, grenades, and AK-47s, as well as bomb-making materials. Parts of Colorado are under a blizzard warning today. Meanwhile, lots of snow and few breaks between winter storms over the past month have increased the danger of avalanche in the southwestern part of the state. Itzy Rapkin reports from Aspen Public Radio.
Over the last month, there have been many avalanches in the mountainous backcountry, as well as some within ski area boundaries. A series of snowstorms in December has dumped several feet of snow around the state. The heavy snowfall coupled with high winds is a recipe for high danger for avalanches. Brian McCall is a forecaster for the Colorado Avalanche Information Center.
We've seen quite a number of close calls. We've had a couple of fatalities in Colorado so far this winter and a number of other ones around the west. And we've seen some very, very unstable conditions. There's also been a few incidents of avalanches happening at ski areas.
So far in southwestern Colorado, there have been 2 backcountry avalanche-related deaths reported. For NPR News, I'm Mitzi Rapkin in Aspen, Colorado.
Crude oil futures ended the session higher today. The contract for benchmark crude was up $2.36 a barrel, ending the session at $36.71 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.